It's a question many of us are thinking about. Will our public hospitals cope as the nation begins easing COVID-19 restrictions? Not according to an analysis by the nation's peak medical body. The Australian Medical Association's found hundreds of beds in the nation's hospitals could be permanently full of COVID patients within a year, with overcrowded emergency departments and longer waits for elective surgery. Political reporter Stephanie Dalzell has the story.
Throughout the pandemic, health authorities have stressed staying at home will stem the spread of COVID-19.
By restricting travel, keeping our distance and staying at home, we're slowing the spread and saving lives.
But just what happens when those restrictions are eased is concerning, according to the Australian Medical Association. Its president, Omar Korshid, argues hospitals are already stretched to their limits and will be tipped over by more COVID cases.
We have a real crisis in our hospitals due to a surge in demand, and the underlying cause of not being able to cope with that surge in demand is a long-term lack of investment in the infrastructure and the capacity of the system. And that, we think, is due to the way our health system is funded.
The AMA analysed that impact of opening up on the public hospital system. Its best-case scenario used the same hospitalisations and viral behaviour as the Doherty Institute's model, which is guiding the nation's leaders in their pathway out of the pandemic, while its medium scenario assumed the same viral behaviour as what we've seen in the UK. Under those scenarios, demand on ICUs would increase by as much as 20%. Emergency departments would see tens of thousands more patients, and elective surgery waiting lists would blow out even further within 12 months.
Every doctor, every nurse in a public hospital will back up what I'm saying here. There is extraordinary pressure on our public hospitals, even those that don't have COVID. And of course, once COVID comes in, the only way we can look after people with COVID is to stop looking after all the other people that we're currently looking after. That has a huge long-term impact on the health of our community.
The modelling has landed in the middle of a bitter debate between the nation's leaders about who should pay for the health cost of easing restrictions. Public hospital funding is currently shared. The Commonwealth increased its contribution from 45 to 50% during the pandemic. But the states and territories are scared their hospitals won't cope as the nation emerges from lockdowns and closed borders, and are calling for that increase to be made permanent, which is backed by the AMA. Health Minister Greg Hunt insists they're getting enough.
The COVID partnership is just that. It's a COVID partnership. It has been extended. It's on an ongoing basis during the course of the pandemic. We've already paid over $6.3 billion under that. And we're also deeply engaged. We have increased our funding.
Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler has called on the nation's leaders to reach an urgent agreement.
Our doctors, our nurses can't afford for Scott Morrison again to pretend this is all someone else's responsibility, just as he's done right through this pandemic. He needs to sit down with all of the premiers who have all demanded this, whether they're Liberal or Labor governments, and work out a plan to keep our hospitals safe and strong.
Shadow Federal Health Minister Mark Butler ending that report from Stephanie Dalzell.